This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
It's that time of the day, it's that time of the week, it's that time of the month where we join together, where we say there's a solution to everything that you're going through, and it's found in
the Word of God.
This is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful, powerful, anointed Lindiwe.
A blessed day, beloved. A beautiful day that the Lord our God has made for us to rejoice, to be glad, and experience every good and perfect gift that He has in store for us. Welcome to the show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you. It's a bit cold, chilly here in Cape Town. Trust those who are around Cape Town.
Rainy.
You're sitting on your couch with your cup of hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate and hot soup.
Hot water with lemon. Ready to hear a timely word for you for today.
Indeed, it is a timely word for today, and especially as we are preparing ourselves to go on and to celebrate our Passover weekend. And awesome. It was not close. It was a touch and go, you know, when we're listening to the president, whether are we going to have our Passover celebrations or
not. Excitement
is in the air, and I trust that people are dusting off their suits and polishing their shoes. Getting ready to go to church from tomorrow and Friday, of course, and Saturday and Sunday, where we celebrate together that He is risen.
Amen.
An awesome show we have. You can hear we are in a very good spirit because we are about to celebrate and find out about the significance of celebrating this beautiful, beautiful weekend called the Passover weekend. We have with us a powerful man of God. After this beautiful song, trust you me, we're going to introduce him. And you know what? Let me not take out the cat out of the bag. Here's True Vine by Bongiwe Madela. A beautiful song. Enjoy. Indeed, he said it, that he is the true vine and the Father is the vine dresser. And we are the branches. And whatever branch that is planted in him cannot but produce results. What an awesome and beautiful song by Bongiwe Madela, True Vine. This is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful, the one and only Lindiwe. Passover is upon us.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't even know what to say. But I can't wait. And I trust that. I trust that you are excited, looking forward to fellowship and gather with the saints as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to church. Woo-wee. Okay, let me not get started. As you said earlier on, that we have a special guest with us here in the studio. Oh, it's always exciting to have someone with us.
And refreshing, eh?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a guest with us, Pastor Abraham Voss. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes.
Marketing and Relations Manager at Andrew Womack Ministries here in South Africa. Looking forward to a word. This man is powerful, anointed, is a remarkable man of God, and I trust that you will be blessed today. Just sit down, have a pen and your notebook and your Bible ready to jot down and just receive a word, a timely word from the Lord for you this afternoon.
Uncle Abe, how are you?
Well, thanks, and yourself, Pastor Bongani.
We're blessed to have you with us today.
It's
and we can't wait to hear what God has in store for us, what God has laid in your heart for such a time.
I can't wait.
Thank you, Pastor Bongani. Thank you, Pastor Lindiwe. It truly is my privilege to be with you. Got to know you guys over the recent past. friendship while still young is one that's growing.
Amen.
I enjoyed the privilege of ministering at your church toward the back end of last year.
Wow.
And really appreciate the invite to spend time with yourselves and share around the word, more especially around our focus of Passover.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. We're so blessed to have you. And I can tell you, the ministry that you left there is still bearing some fruits, because you know the word of God is active and is alive and is sharpening double-edged sword. And God said, I will not allow my word to come back to me void, but it shall always accomplish that which I've set it forth to accomplish.
Amen.
Pastor Abe, Uncle Abe, I like to call him Uncle Abe. Please, take it away.
Great. Thank you, Pastor Bongani, and thank you, listeners at Cape Pulpit. As I said up front, really a privilege to be with you this morning. And I trust something that I share this morning might be a blessing to yourself. So this weekend we're going to be looking at Passover. Mm-hmm. We know that Passover in the Old Testament is a shadow of a person, and that person is the person of Jesus Christ. Mm. He is our sacrificial lamb. He's the one who went to the cross in our stead, and he made available to us resurrection life, all because of and through the person of Jesus Christ. Mm. I want to look this morning at what Passover represents and what I believe is perhaps the primary intention of why Christ came to the cross. Now, that would interest you, as no doubt it interests myself. Mm. We know, for one, the scripture talks about that transpired at the cross was called the atonement, which means the swap or the exchange. Mm. So what literally happened at the cross is that my death was swapped for the life of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Amen.
My sin was swapped or exchanged for his righteousness. So he took my sin, and sin really is a singular. It produces the plural that we call sins, but sins are not the primary focus. Sin in the singular is the focus, and the sin is not believing in him. Mm. So when I believe in him, I've dealt with my sin, which then by receiving his righteousness, my sins in plurality begin to go into remission and they die. So he took my sin and he gave me his righteousness. He took my sickness, and may I say, in our day and age, in the season we're in right now, that includes COVID-19.
Amen.
He took that upon his body, he nailed it to the cross, and he buried it in the tomb and made available to you and I, all of those who believe in him, resurrection life, which means a representation that is exactly the person of Jesus Christ in his fullness. Mm. He made that available to us, and we receive it by faith. We know that it's given by grace. Also, what was exchanged at the cross is he gave us his freedom in exchange for our bondage. Mm. Any captivity we might have, any abuse that may have come toward us or that we have brought towards others, at the cross he exchanged and made atonement for that and gave us his freedom. Mm-hmm. We've been set free from all bondage, all captivity, all hurts, anything that of our past may seek to hold us back. He dealt with it at the cross. Our Passover lamb, the person of Jesus Christ, freed us from all past, present, and even future things that seek to hold us back. And so there's no circumstance, there's no situation. Should I share, time would allow me to do that today, the background of my life, there were a lot of bondages and hardships and struggles. But I have been, by putting faith in Jesus Christ, been set free from all of those things.
Amen.
He foresaw my circumstances, he foresaw yours, and he made atonement, he made provision at the cross 2,000 years ago. Mm. That's why faith is easy. Faith is just believing what Christ has done in the finished work at the cross. Mm. And so he took my brokenness too, and he gave me his wholeness. The perfect person of Jesus Christ is the person of me in my spirit man when I receive Jesus Christ. And then from believing in that, he works through my soul and transforms me into the image of who I am in Christ in my spirit man from the point of being born again. May I say, he also took my poverty.
Amen.
Anything that's lacking, anything that's broken, could that include finance? Yes. Does it include finance only? No. Anything that I am not in the full measure of Christ, he took that poverty and he placed it on his body as I said earlier, nailed it to the tree and thank God buried it in the tomb. Mm. It did not leave the tomb. It stayed in the tomb. Mm. And he made available to me prosperous life in every area of my life. Be that spirit, yes, because I'm born again. Be that soul as well, through my body, my physicals, and my circumstances. He has made available to me, when I put faith in him, a prosperous, successful, victorious life, all because of our Passover lamb, the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So my focus this morning is, there's a principle when you interpret God's word called the law of first reference. So when you go to first reference, you get a starting point from which you work out all the rest of Scripture. So God showed us his very first intention when he created man, by what he instituted in the very beginning. This was the heart of God. This was the desire of God. In Genesis 1, when God creates the heavens and the earth, he had an intention for that when he went to verse 26 through to verse 28. At that time in heaven, we had God the Father, we had God the Son, mm-hmm. we had God the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, the Son, is referred to as the groom, and the Father's heart that he desired a bride for his groom. And we, the church, are called the bride of Jesus Christ. We are betrothed to him. When time is spent and time is no more, by way of the rapture, the second coming of Jesus Christ, the first thing that happens is we celebrate the banqueting table, which is called the wedding feast of the Lamb. Where our marriage, spirit, soul, and body is consolidated with our groom, the person of Jesus Christ, for all of eternity. And so the picture of verse 26 to 28 actually depicts that. It shows that. It reveals that to us from the heart of God. So if we look at verse 26 in Genesis chapter 1, it says, "Then God said," I love that, faith always speaks.
Silence
is not an indicator of faith. When I'm in faith, I speak the words of God. I speak the matter of God into existence in the areas of my life outside of my spirit man. So it says, "Then God said." And what did God said? He spoke on behalf, or as one person representing three. He said, "Let us," which is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He said, "Let us make man in." My emphasis this morning is going to be a two-letter word, and that two-letter word is in. He said, let us make man, in our image, according to our likeness. From that, because he made man in his image and his likeness, from that and because of that and outside of that, he says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing. By the way, I like to refer to Satan as a creeping thing. And so every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, he's the number one belly creeper on the earth, that's Satan. It says, and so God created man in, here we go, a reinforcement of verse 26. Whenever scripture repeats itself a second or a third time, it's an indicator to take note. He has a point of emphasis that has due importance, that if you get a revelation of this truth, it's going to transform you. So it says, so God created man in his own image, and then again in the image of God, he created them. So on four occasions, we have the word in as a primary focus in reference to us being created in the image of God. Now, I want to create a picture. And here where I know is a mother of children. And so to paint the picture of what happened at creation, Lendiwe received a seed from Bongani. That's a representation of a word. The word in scripture is called the seed or the spora or the sperm is what the word's called. So we as men, when we plant our seed, it's actually a word of promise that's received by our spouses. So what happened when God created us in his image, if you can see the picture, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, between Son and Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings conception to the Word, we were created in the womb or the matrix or the bosom of the person of Jesus Christ, is what Scripture teaches. So as a woman who receives the seed of promise, or the seed that represents a word in her womb, so in her womb is created from her substance that comes from the seed that's been planted in her, a reproduction of her person. Mm-hmm. And so when God created me in his person, I was placed in the bosom of the person of Jesus Christ. Mm. And I was incubated there, if you like. As a pregnant woman has a baby in a womb that's incubated, I was incubated and I became the substance, a representation of the fullness of the person of the triune Godhead. Mm. I am, or in this case of Adam and Eve, I was represented fully as is the person of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because I was created in him and by him and from him and through him. I was created in his image. So what happened in the image is when I was created in the image of God, it said from that in verse 28 of Genesis 1, it says, then God blessed them. That them to me is the incorporation of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to my and your inclusion as one person. So when God spoke there, I believe he was speaking to the triune Godhead, but to the inclusion of you and I as believers, he said, let us. And wow. That us is the inclusion of all. And from that it says, then God blessed them. In other words, all four, the three, but me now included to make up the one. He said, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. From being fruitful, the result is that we multiply out of a fruitful place.
Amen.
That's good counsel. It's from being fruitful, we multiply. Don't multiply out of that isn't fruitful. And then it says, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the ground. That comes from a revelation knowledge that we were created in the person of Jesus Christ.
Just hold that thought, Uncle Abe. I tell you, I'm taking notes. I see Lindy is taking notes, and I trust that our listeners are taking notes there. I tell you, this is bones and meat.
Yeah.
It's not milk for babes and Nestum and whatever else. This is good stuff. I tell you, the word of God, so powerful. And if you want to join us in the conversation, you know what to do. Send us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Or you can send us a comment on our Facebook page and go and check Lindy West's new white dress and new hairstyle and make sure that you don't miss out. Just go on the Facebook page right now, 729 AM Radio Kapsa Council or Radio K Pulpit. You'll see how beautiful and how handsome Uncle Abe is live on Facebook. It's happening. Here's Charisma Honeycomb saying, great ease your mercy.
You are live on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, myself, Lindy. We're joined by our special guest, Uncle Abe, with us here on the studio. And I trust that so far you are blessed. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. I'm writing down, the Word of God is just bringing enlightenment upon my life, and I'm receiving understanding this beautiful afternoon, and I trust that your life is transformed. And I love the fact that when Uncle Abe shared earlier on that, when Jesus died on the cross, my death was swept, for his life. I love that. My death was swept. Was it swapped? What's wrong with my tongue today? With the life of Jesus Christ. And yeah,
still the coffee story.
and I love the fact that you mentioned about the time that we are living in, that he even took COVID, and nailed it on the cross. He placed it on his body and he nailed it on the cross. And I love the fact that you spoke about that he gave us freedom, in exchange, to our bondage. So many things. He took our brokenness, he took poverty, everything. And, this for me, it just brings excitement, in my life. And I trust that also experiencing that joy, of what Jesus has done for you on the cross. So, yeah.
Lindy, when you're talking about swapped, immediately when Uncle Abe said, Jesus' life was swapped for my, I mean, my death rather was swapped for his life. I just saw a picture of Barabbas at that time because they were crying, crucify him, you know? Release Barabbas. And I was like, what? I probably look like Barabbas. And, you know, I was swapped. You know, Jesus took my place and he did nothing.
Mm.
And, you know, I deserve to go to the cross. I deserve to be punished.
Amen.
And but Jesus says, uh-uh. You know, I always, Uncle Abe, when I look at the love of God lately, I feel like God loves us with a grandpa love.
Okay.
You know the grandpa love? The one that says, no, leave the kids meant to play. But when we were growing up, our parents were not like that to us. But to our children, they are like softy in a way. So I feel like, you know, I was supposed to go to the cross. I was supposed to take that vinegar. I was supposed to be pierced on the side. I was supposed to carry the crown of thorns.
Mm.
And God, in his love, you know, in his grandpa love, said, Jesus, not this, not Bongani.
Mm.
You go die. You go die for him.
That's good.
Anyway, I'm not a guest here.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, please. Don't.
I enjoy that we're talking about love. You know, the Bible says faith works by love.
Amen.
And the Bible love means this. If we go back to John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave.
Mm.
In other words, love considers the full benefit of another at the expense of the other.
Mm.
So God so loved, that love is made available to me and becomes knowledge to me when I understand that God's focal point is to bless me in every area of my life.
Sure.
So God loves us. God's not harsh towards us.
Mm.
Sometimes we have a perception that God's harsh. I believe it's because of a misinterpretation of the old covenant and the purpose of the law. So people can have a mindset that God is harsh. But the Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads man to repentance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The word repentance merely means a change of mind that takes you in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So God is good.
Yes.
Everything about God is for me. He extends himself to my benefit and gain all the time.
Mm.
And the picture of Passover, the picture of the cross, best depicts that.
Mm. Mm.
You know, the love of God is depicted by the price he'll pay to purchase me, to have me. If I may pick up then on what we're sharing about first reference and the importance of understanding that God refers to firstly, because one could say that much all scripture takes its cue of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28.
Yeah.
Because the reference point here that God first made is that I was made in him.
Mm.
But then something transpired that changed that status quo.
Yeah.
So Adam and Eve were created and made in the person of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Not just to be as the person, but to represent and be the full product of the person, for they were in him.
Mm.
Like a woman with a child in the womb.
Yeah.
That's the picture. What then happens, and then from that will lead us to Passover and its intention. In Genesis 3, verse 6 and 7, it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, we're talking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm.
That's what the law does to us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We have a knowledge and a mindset of good and evil all the time.
Mm.
And we become unstable in all our ways.
Sure.
The message of salvation is to give us a focus on the tree of life, the focus of that's good. By focusing on what's good, that's bad will be put to death as a consequence.
Mm.
The knowledge of the tree of good and evil gives us the opposite, where our focus doesn't bring us to the place of freedom. So it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And then it says this in verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened.
Mm.
I believe that's talking about their physical eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From that point, they saw things differently.
Mm.
There was a different eyesight that they were locked into that was outside of the eyesight they had before they had fallen, which was the eyesight of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with whom they were one and in him. So they no longer viewed things with a spiritual eye, they viewed things with a natural eye.
Mm.
And that is the challenge of many still today. We determine things by the realm of fact, how we see things in the natural eye, but Christ has won back to us his eyesight, which is the spiritual eyesight of truth, whereby the atonement that we referred to earlier becomes available to us.
Mm.
And so at this point, then the eyes of both of them were opened and they knew that they were naked. It was a different way of viewing things.
Mm.
Of course, they made an attempt to rectify that by sewing fig leaves and not looking to the lamb to be slain, which was a picture of the sacrificed animal, the picture of the person of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
For the sake of time, I'd like to move on to how does God redress this? May I say God's motive, his intention, and I'm going to quote some scripture that will consolidate this, was to bring mankind back to the initial status of being one in him. God's motive right through the old covenant, of which there were 4,000 years, the first 2,000 years when it was the covenant of mercy, the second 2,000 years as the covenant of the law, God's motive was to bring man to the place of being back in him.
Yeah.
Salvation is a message of being reinstated to be inside the Godhead through the person of whom I am now in, the person of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus depicts this in the natural when it comes to earth, to the person of Mary. So you know that Mary, she was a virgin. There's a lot we could say about that. Again, for time, we won't go into that. The name Mary means bitter, which is the status of man outside of being in Christ. And so what happens is that God planted the seed of Jesus Christ behind, may I say, the virginity of the person of Mary. He went behind that and he planted a perfect seed in which the Holy Spirit brought the matter of Jesus Christ to life. That's a picture of Genesis 1 verse 22 and God's intention to the person of Jesus Christ that I would now be in him and he would be in me. So in Genesis 1, 26 to 28, we find ourselves in the Godhead. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 to 35, we find Jesus Christ representing the Godhead in the person of Mary.
Wow.
So Jesus was going to the cross to bring me back to be in him, and by the picture of Mary, that he would be in myself. And so salvation actually takes me back to, as I referenced earlier, the law of first reference, that I am in the Godhead because I'm in Christ. The picture of Mary, where Christ was in her, is the picture prophetically of what Christ would achieve at the cross, that he would be in mankind. And so we are together as one person, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through the person and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Wow. Lindy, I tell you, you know, for the first time in the show where I'm just quiet and just drawing in, because all that I'm seeing and that blesses my heart right now is the fact that all of this, Passover, what we are celebrating basically, is that we are celebrating the fact that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling us back to him back into the original plan and purpose for our lives, just as he did in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. All that we are celebrating right now, we're celebrating that we've been brought back into our rightful position.
Yeah.
The way God intended for us from the beginning. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful?
Too awesome.
Elton Jansen created to worship.
Amen.
How fitting. You listen to the Father's Love Show on Radio K Pulpit with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. Thank you so much to Pastor Farai, all the way from Mossel Bay. Thank you so much for the message. And he says, no, he knows Pastor Abraham Force here, Uncle Abe, and he's blessed to be listening to the show. We love you, brother, wherever you are. And Uncle Abe, wow, what a word. What a word. I tell you, talk about word overload, scripture overload, information overload, that we need to sit down and really meditate on it and allow the word of God to do its work. Hey, Lindy.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that I want our listeners to take, you know, with all that he's been saying, is that the picture of the, you know, Passover is just depicts the love of God.
Amen.
You know, for us, it's just the love. I see the love of God, and I'm so overwhelmed right now, knowing how much God loves us, that he was willing to give his only son in our place, that Jesus took our place. He paid the price that we could not pay. So I feel loved.
Amen.
And it's good to feel loved. And I trust that our listeners are loved. Yeah. Before we waste any time, let's just give Uncle Abe time to share. Because I see time is not on our side, hey?
Yeah, I know.
It's always the case when we're enjoying ourselves here in the studio.
You can never have enough of the Word of God.
No,
you can never have enough of the
of
presence
course.
Of God. Never. Mm. Yeah. Uncle Abe.
Thank you, Pastor Bangani, Pastor Ndiwe. And Pastor Faraya, send you greetings. Not hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So as we close out our time, I want to bring us to John chapter 17, where this portion of Scripture, being the last prayer of Jesus Christ before he goes to the cross on our behalf, he shows us his intention for the cross, and you'll see that it marries up to Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28.
Mm.
For he says in verse 20 of that chapter, and that's a wonderful chapter, meditate on that chapter.
I love this one.
It is a wonderful chapter, Pastor Lindywe. And so Jesus says in verse 20, says, I do not pray for these alone, but all those who will believe in me. Believe in me through the word, that they all may be one. Yeah, he's taking us back to God's first intention, the law of first reference, Genesis chapter 21, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me.
Yeah.
And the glory which you gave me,
sure,
I've given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
Mm.
You know, that will deal with so much division and conflict and strife in the church and how we perceive people.
Yes.
When we realize we are one.
We are one.
When we're seeing persons outside of them being one with us, we're seeing them in the carnal realm and not in the spiritual realm. We are one. That's why we can be accepting of any person that represents any status in life, because we are one. That is the intent and the purpose of Jesus Christ for going to the cross. And then he says in verse 23, he says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect, in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. Again, for sake of time, I'm just going to drop down to verse 26. He says, and I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love, as Pastor Lindywe was saying, that the love, this is a message of love.
Mm.
The extent to which God would go through the person of Jesus Christ whom he sent to bring me back to my rightful status, his first intention of relationship so intimate.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the love that which you love me may be in them and are in them. So what happened at the fall is that Father and Son were separated from man and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, I could now be in Christ. That's why Jesus Christ had to ascend to go back to heaven. And then by my born-again status, I am now in Christ. Christ is in the Father. Then he sent the Holy Spirit, who is in me, because I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I'm in him, and all four together we make up one person. So the Passover, the message of the cross, and please focus primarily on the resurrection, because this is only made available by the resurrection. I'm grateful and I appreciate and I'm extremely and eternally thankful for the cross by the death of Jesus, but I celebrate his resurrection.
Amen.
Because that's the life that places me in him and I in him and he in me.
Wow. There we have it for our time for today, Lindywe. Uncle Abe, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And we pray that may God continue to bless you, continue to keep you, shine his face towards you, and be more gracious to you as he causes his peace and his countenance to be upon you and your family, of course. Our regards to your lovely wife and your two beautiful young kids that we love so dear. Please do send our love to them. We love them so very much. And thank you so much to Aneline Akua.
Yes.
you know, for allowing you this time to come in.
Amen.
And share with us. We really appreciate. May God continue to bless her as well.
Amen.
And Isaac and the entire family of Andrew Womack Ministries.
Amen.
Lindy.
We love them so much.
Your final weight.
Oh, man.
In three seconds.
That's what I say to you. I'm so overwhelmed with love. The fact that God loves me, I don't even have words to explain it. And the fact that, you know, the scripture that Uncle Abe just shared now, I love this this chapter, John 17. I love it. And the fact that, you know, Jesus says at the end that I have declared to them your name, and we declare that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. What more can I say?
What more can we say? That's all that we have for today. Unfortunately, our time is run up. But don't you dare change that dial, because Gilmer Stander is here with the news at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And after that, Liev Steele. So make sure that you don't change that dial. You remain with your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Let me leave you with this. 2 Corinthians chapter... what's my chapter now? Chapter number three. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And it says, "And all of us," in the Amplified Classic, "and all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, for this come from the Lord, who is the Spirit." God bless. Lovely Easter weekend. Till next time.
Till next same Wednesday, place. Same place, same time.
There you have it.
Enjoy the Passover.
She said it.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.